Ted Cruz gets a haircut at the salon of Texas woman jailed for reopening. By Hannah Blow on May 8, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, on Friday got a haircut at the salon of the Dallas business owner who was fined and jailed this week for reopening in violation of the state's restrictions. Cruz received a haircut from Solana La Mode just one day after owner Shelley Luther was released from jail at the ultimate direction of the Texas Supreme Court. Hair salons and barbershops are open in TX today. Just got my hair cut for first time in 3 months at Salon Alamo to support Shelley Luther, who was wrongly imprisoned when she refused to apologize for trying to earn a living, Cruz said on Friday. Glad Shelley is out of jail and her business is open, he exclaimed. Luther this week refused to apologize for reopening her business, telling Judge Eric Moy during a contempt of court proceeding, I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon, she declared. The district court judge ordered Luther fined and jailed for 7 days, a decision that sparked a national firestorm. 7 days in jail for cutting hair? This is nuts, Cruz said at the time. And government officials don't get to order citizens to apologize to them for daring to earn a living. The harsh enforcement invoked a response from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R., who called for the salon owner's immediate release. Governor Greg Abbott, R., also signaled he disapproved of the judge's excessive action and announced that salons and barbershops would be able to open Friday, May 8. He also amended his executive order on essential businesses and removed the provision allowing for violators to be punished by up to 180 days in jail, as Breitbart News reported. Powerful. Inspirational. God bless Shelley and God bless the Texas Supreme Court for standing up for liberty and common sense, Cruz said following Luther's release. The story also captured the attention of Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, R., who said on Wednesday that he was covering the $7,000 fine. He also volunteered to be placed under house arrest so she can go to work and feed her kids.